producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. First order of business before we get to who wants to be the Speaker of the House. We play that game every night. And will Joe Biden run for president? Let me tell you about this exciting opportunity for all of you listening. At the tail end of the hour, nail the score. It's on a different day. Normally, we would have done it Tuesday into Wednesday. We shifted that a bit, so I didn't want to throw anyone off. And here is the dealio. It's so easy. The computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You could love football, feel like you are incredibly knowledgeable about football, or you could hate it, never even watch any of it. It's like picking lottery numbers. Once we announce the game of the week, it could be any game whatsoever. Once we announce that, you just pick a side and tell us what you think the score is. It's so easy. Let me tell you, we've had a couple of winners. Chris in Connecticut, Dave in Vermont, but we haven't had a winner in a few years. If you win, you will win a NextBook Flex 11 computer. It is sweet, my friends. It has a tablet. It's detachable, so you can walk around with the tablet. It's not heavy. It is awesome, and you could win it. All you have to do is nail the score. How about that? Before we get to nail the score, though, you'll get a little bit of help because we'll talk to Brandon Lang about some of the games. He's our numbers man from BrandonLang.com, and he looks at some of the games. So you might want to pay attention to that. That's right before we nail the score. Now, time to nail a few politicians. How's that for a transition? Yeah, it was worth that Ohio University education that my family struggled to help me with. All right, so Paul Ryan, everybody's talking about Paul Ryan, because Paul Ryan said, listen, if I can still be with my family, not have to deal with you-hoos, he didn't say it quite that way, then I am willing to become the next Speaker of the House. The very conservative House Freedom Caucus says it's supporting Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin, for Speaker of the House, pretty much guaranteeing he'll get the job. But the decision from the group of about three dozen other conservatives held off that official endorsement, so that has not happened. So there is a stay, we'll call it. And there are a lot of things coming up, things meaning taxpayer money, how is it going to be spent, and decisions that have to be made in the next 3 or 4 weeks. And you have to have enough of the majority for Ryan to get it. So that's the thing. Ryan, in a statement, called the support from a supermajority of the Conservative Freedom Caucus a positive step toward a unified Republican team. He said he wants to hear from two other House Republican groups by the end of the week. Both of them are expected to back him as well. And it seems as though it might be certain because, or it might not be certain because they oppose John Boehner. And then, of course, he announced his resignation. So there's some divide going on. On Wednesday, some of House members took issue with Ryan's suggested changes to congressional rules and even his desire to balance family life with the demands of the job. That just didn't fly. Wait, you want to be able to hang with your family? Forget that. And one of the congressmen had an interesting, whose camp from Kansas had an interesting take on it. I didn't look at it this way, and he's a hardliner, there's no question. He said no other speaker candidate came in and said, here's the list of my demands. Either meet those or I'm not going to do this. And he did make sense in it. He said speaker's a big job. It's not a 9-to-5 job. There are a lot of questions to be answered, which is true because that is, what, two heartbeats away from the presidency? And more than that, it really is the kind of job where you have to put out fires. I mean, you're not leading by delegation. So Ryan said, though, I'm not going to be a victim of this dysfunction. He's what he said. I'm only going to run it if I can unify the House. That's it. If the Republicans in the House. And this is how he put it. He said, I won't be the third log on that bonfire. Oh, no. I'm not going to do it. And you're going to hear this a little bit later. But Florida Congressman Daniel Webster, initially endorsed by the Freedom Caucus at the outset of this race, said that he wants to remain a candidate for the position. He said nobody else put their name forward for the speaker is committed to governing in a what he called principled member-driven manner. I'm running for speaker because the transformation of the way we do business is possible if we seize the opportunity. What a nightmare. If Congress fails to increase the federal government's debt limit by November 3rd, the Treasury Department is saying this could be catastrophic. It could lead to a default, which, of course, Boehner wants to avoid before he leaves office. Because what does that do to the financial markets? What does it do to the economy? And what does it do to you and me? It's always the middle class that gets jobbed in this whole thing. I mean, we flirted with this before. Remember the 17-day government shutdown in 2013? And then that was about killing Obamacare. So we'll see. I mean, I feel like I say that every single show. We'll see, she says again. I have some insight into this. I've talked to plenty of people, and Ryan thought it was a layup, but he did come in with a list of demands saying, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to referee and miss my kids' ball games, and I'm not going to miss the things that matter to me because you're a bunch of babies, basically. Of course, I am taking the liberty to change some of the language, but pretty much that was it. Either you accept this how it is or forget about it. So we'll see. It's not a definite. It looked like it was going to be a definite heading into this, but now that has certainly changed. In the meantime, Vice President Joe Biden says that he apparently is not running for president. So you would have to believe that the Clinton camp is elated over that. Of course, they would never say that. But he decided, and this totally makes sense, it's what we were all saying leading up to the debate, there's no time for a run. Everybody else has been running forever. So now he's going to jump into this and not have enough time to pull it together? I don't think so. He's a career politician. He gets it. He said he's been agonizing over it and decided, there was a big story in the New York Times and some other papers, that he announced he's not going to run for president. So this whole agonizing moment is now over, and that clears the path for Hillary Clinton. He did a kind of a hurried sort of speech in the Rose Garden with President Obama standing next to him and said he and his family had overcome the grief of, you know, the death of their elder son, you know, they couldn't commit themselves to the rigors of a campaign. So how about this? This is just days before the first filing deadline. He said it's just too late. I believe we're out of time to mount a winning campaign for the nomination. I will not be a candidate, but I will not be silent. Ooh, so that's interesting. Who's he going to back? Stay with us.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by Le Cig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. Le Cig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. Le Cig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
That may be the case, but I don't see anything that portrays the idea of changing the way the process is. Under a Webster speakership, for example, we have a December 11th deadline on the appropriations for 2016, and if we don't act, then we would shut down the government. I say we start day one, week one, as opposed to waiting 6 weeks and passing something on the last day, which is the way it usually works and probably work this time if we don't make a change.
Congressman Daniel Webster, Republican from Florida. This all has to do with the speaker change and what's at stake if legislation isn't passed, which is what we just talked about here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney at the helm. Webster, I think, really, really, really wants to be Speaker of the House. Paul Ryan really, really, really wants to be Speaker of the House, but he doesn't want all the crud, the crap, the runoff, the nonsense, the dealio, what you have to really put up with when you're in that leadership position. Let's face it, I don't think anyone had a complete smooth sail when they held that spot for any length of time. Webster went on to say, when he was asked, because he was on CNBC, he was on Neil Cavuto's show, and on Neil Cavuto's show on Fox Business, he was asked about, well, you know, it seems like they're leaning toward Paul Ryan, and why are you qualified? What do you think? Why should you be the person? And here's what he answered.
What I do know is that I'm the only one offering up a plan that says we can operate under principle. I'm the only one that's actually executed a plan like that, that has changed the legislative process, improved our public approval, and made things great for the entire legislative body. And I think we ought to do it. We need to do it. If we don't, we're going to suffer big, big consequences from the public.
All right. Yes, of course, if there's a government shutdown, all the nonsense again, and then we lose more money, because who loses the money? Not the super rich people, because they can take a hit and then make it up again. It's the people who are just making it or who feel like they can turn a corner. I don't have to describe it to you, right? We get it. Speaking of getting it, Hillary Clinton is testifying, and could there have been anything that was talked about as much? We spent $5 million trying to get to the bottom of what happened in Benghazi, and the ambassador, Chris Stevens, to me, I mean, that's the worst part of the entire thing. What happened to him, what happened to the people protecting him on his detail. There is even a movie, loosely, that's coming out based on all of that. Not loosely, I mean, it's pretty direct about what happened there. It's supposed to come out, I believe, in the beginning of next year. But regardless of whatever the Hollywood version is of it, it was a horrific thing. And an ambassador who gave his life for the job, who shouldn't have been left hanging in that position when he should have been given more detail before any of that happened. And he should have been rescued, or an attempted rescue, or something, for goodness sake. And we hear all kinds of tales about who and said what. So my question that I threw out in the last hour was, if you honestly could ask Clinton anything, you're part of that committee, you have a chance to ask her something, what would you ask Hillary Clinton? I mean, it could be anything. Barring something crude, because that wouldn't fly. I mean, let's be real about this. And I actually had some people take me up on it. I got this one from Vince in Illinois. Kate, I tried to get to the phone, could not get to the phone, running around doing a bunch of things, but I was able to quickly shoot this to you. And here's the deal. I love the question. What would I ask Hillary Clinton? I would ask Hillary Clinton if she really believed that little Prophet Muhammad movie was what led to what happened at that compound, or was just the narrative that she was either told and just threw it out there, or that was concocted because it was convenient as it fell at the same time. And you know what? I don't care about Hillary Clinton one way or the other, but I liked your question, and that's the question I would ask. Tell us about that. And then I got another one, and this one was from Michael, who said, I would flat out ask her, what did you do when you received the call about what was happening in Benghazi? Who did you toss it off to? What happened from there? That's a fair and legitimate question. I think that's a good question to know. So what happens? I'm the Secretary of State. Everything is going along swimmingly. I'm on the road constantly exhausted. I'm just saying, because you can't complain when you take these jobs. Sorry. That is one thing I would say about Paul Ryan. You cannot complain when you take these jobs. President, vice president, whatever it is. So Hillary Clinton was burning up shoe leather, traveling all over the place, talking to everybody all over the place. But regardless, she's where the buck stops when it's something of this nature. So that phone rings, boom, you are making the decision. Or you're getting a hold of the president if it's something bigger than you. Whatever it is, you're immediately put into action. Immediately. So, you know, the biggest danger is assuming or delegating to the wrong person. And then following up when it's too late. And who knows? Could something have been done? Are we fooling ourselves? Was there something they could have done? It certainly feels that way, and that's what this movie coming out is going to exploit, that they wanted to get in there. Were they told it was too dangerous? No, you can't. I mean, what happened there? So bravo for those couple of emails, because you obviously jumped on it right away. If you have some thoughts on what Hillary Clinton should be asked, you can give me a call, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. This is all anybody's going to be talking about. You don't have to be a Houdini to know that. This is the story heading into the weekend. It'll be part of the Sunday swirl, besides Biden saying, no, I'm not going to run, and what's going to happen with the speakership and Paul Ryan and all of that. I mean, here's your three big stories. But the Hillary Clinton response will be giant. I mean, does she get hot under the collar when she's asked something hard? Because I guarantee she's going to be rubbed the wrong way. And she has she has that tendency to sometimes snap. If she snaps, it'll be a very long moment in time. Now, the Democrats published the transcript of Hillary Clinton's former chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, comments over the Republicans' objections. So now all eyes are absolutely going to be on how Clinton and also her critics, the Republican critics, go and spar against each other, because that's what it becomes. Under the best of circumstances, it can become that. And remember, Cheryl Mills was at a closed door interview, and that all was released. They released the whole transcript. So that does increase some tension on the committee. The Dems wanted to publish it over objections from the Republicans, arguing that selective Republican leaks have painted a false picture of Clinton's actions on the night of the attacks in 2012. Specifically, what was said is that multiple Republican admissions over the past month have made clear to see, this is the Kevin McCarthy thing, giving it up on the silver platter. They were trying to bury her with this. So what was said by Elijah Cummings, longtime Democrat from Maryland, congressman, that these admissions over the past month have made it clear to the American people that we've been witnessing firsthand inside the Select Committee for the past year that Republicans are spending millions of taxpayer dollars on a partisan campaign to damage Clinton's bid for the presidency. That transcript, 307 pages. 307. And it provides a look at how the Republicans approached private interviews with people in the inner circle, Clinton's inner circle, and all of what you can imagine in between. It's like a guide to what's going to happen. How people found out about the details of the 2012 attack, how they were characterized, all of that. I mean, the investigators asked the aide what Clinton knew the night of the attacks, how she found out, whether she was engaged with the government's response. So that's what they want to know. Did she just nod off? Did she just toss it to somebody else? What happened? And Mills said Clinton was very engaged and that her role was to ensure that Libya was providing sufficient protection to the diplomats and to alert the Libyan government. So, wow. There's a little sneak peek into what we're going to see tomorrow. Brandon Lang next. And he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has no mag he paid. And he keeps it out of sight. You know when that's...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming. that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's one of my favorite things that we do here on America Tonight. Brandon Lang is in our virtual green room to talk some football with us. What do the numbers look like? Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Yeah, virtual green room. You laid out some cheese and crackers for me. I got a little glass of Pinot going. It's good. Good green room. Your virtual green room is arguably the best in the entire country. If anything I want, you make sure I have it. So props to you.
Well, thank you very much. So in the beginning of the year, a lot of people making the predictions that, oh, Seattle's going to be back right where it was last year. Seattle and the 49ers kick things off on Thursday. And in this game, would you even touch this? Seattle's given up 6.5 points.
You know, historically speaking, they've owned this series. They've won 5 of the last 6 straight up. They're 6-0-1 against the number since Russell Wilson arrived in 2012. So most certainly all the numbers support Seattle here. But the question is, that's the old Seattle, not the new Seattle. And people go, well, what do you mean? Well, when you go to back-to-back Super Bowls and guys are wanting more money and Maxwell's now with Philadelphia and you start losing players, Unger, your center goes elsewhere, you start losing players. And players of that caliber, their offensive line's a mess, but do I trust Colin Kaepernick? There are some serious under-trends here. 8 of the last 9 that they've played in Santa Clara have gone under as opposed to total. So most certainly it's been a under. I think the defenses match up well here. I would look to the under. I would stay away from the side, although my gut tells me the Niners are the right side of the game.
The Niners. Okay, the Niners are the right side. We jump from that Thursday night extravaganza into the pool of all the Sunday games. Is there one that really pops out at you right now, days and days before, you know, we actually get to Sunday, that you just really should look at it?
The Jets. I get the whole New England aura, but underneath the radar of the AFC East are the Jets. Here's a team that starts off the season by crushing the Browns at home. They go on the road and pretty much dominate the Colts on Monday night. They turn around and come back home off that Monday nighter. They come out completely flat against Philadelphia. They're down 24-0. They hold Philadelphia scoreless the entire second half, get it back to 24-17, but two fourth-quarter drives ends with interceptions at the Philly 30. They go to London and destroy the Miami Dolphins, and then they come back home against Washington, turn it over on their first possession, get down 7-0, only to storm back and blow out the Redskins by double digits. And now you're giving me 9, 9.5? Listen, the Jets in this series, going back to Sexy Rexy, have covered the last 4 and 5 of the last 6 versus Belichick. And last year, both meetings, the Jets lost by a combined 3 points. Way too many points here for the Jets.
All right, so there you go. That one stands out at Gillette Stadium to take a look at that one. I've had a lot of people ask me to ask you about the Chargers, and would you ride on the Chargers' back against the Raiders in that afternoon game on Sunday?
Philip, cry me a river. You know, here's cry me. I mean, and it's not his fault. I feel for Philip because he's got a buffoon for a head coach and he's got a buffoon for an offensive coordinator. And so when you're a quarterback and you got two buffoons at the circus leading the charge, there's not much you can do. When they got down there first and goal at the 3-yard line against Green Bay, down 7 late, you got a quarterback that's thrown for almost 500 yards. He's got a career record in completions in this game. They can't stop him. You got a 6'7 tight end. You got a 6'6 wide receiver. You're first and goal at the 3. You do not waste time running the football. You tell Philip, I'm going to give you 4 cracks in the air to win this game or to get it to overtime. And they wasted 2 downs running the football, and they get stopped at the goal line. It's comical to me, the coaching in the NFL, week in and week out. There's other things I could talk about that happened last Sunday from a coaching standpoint, most notably in that New England Indy game that still has me scratching my head. But in this case, Raiders coming out of a bye week, San Diego is 4-13 against the spread since 2014. They're making nobody any money, and I wouldn't trust San Diego laying more than a field goal to anybody right now. I'll take the Raiders.
All right, the Raiders. The Rams are hosting the Browns, and St. Louis has given up 7 points in this.
Too many. It's too many. I get their defensive front matches up well, but this Cleveland defense, and I've said it once, I've said it before, I like Jeff Fisher as a coach, but the Browns are now 7-2-1 as a dog, road dog, under this head coach. And you ready for this? All 5 Cleveland Brown games have gone over the posted total. I think you got to lean towards the Browns and keep riding those overs.
Wow. All right, keep riding those overs. So then we move to this one. This also was on the minds of many of the listeners who listen to you every week. And the Lions, they finally pick up their first win. They're hosting the Vikings in this. It's a tight, small number. Minnesota giving up 2.5.
Yeah, I like it at 2.5. I think Minnesota's the better team. I don't trust the Lions as far as I could throw them, although that being said, Minnesota did dominate them 26-16 in Minnesota, but I just got a sneaky suspicion that this is going to be a stay-away-from game. I know the Lions are, the Vikings are 5-2 against the number of their last 7 on the road. I would look to one thing in this game that's very appealing to me. That's under the posted total. Last 3 games involving these two have gone under, and Zimmer's 13 of his last 20 have gone under the posted total as well. I like the way the Vikings defense is playing. After that shootout against Chicago, I think we're going to get Minnesota, Detroit low scoring.
Yeah. Here's one where you scratch your head, the one at Arrowhead, the Chiefs and the Steelers. Andy Reid, you know, you talk about coaching. Wow, he's bounced on the opposite side of that fence.
I think Andy's done. They've lost and failed to cover 5 straight since that opening win against Houston. They were held scoreless for 3 quarters at Minnesota, which a game that should have been much more of a blowout than it really was. I just like the way the Steelers are playing right now. They're 4-1 against the spread their last 5 road games. I had them on Monday night against the Chargers. I'll come back and take them here.
All right, so you'll take them there. It's interesting. Here we are in week seven, and of the games we mentioned, always the Cowboys in anything preseason-wise, if you read any of the nonsense that was being printed about Tony Romo and the big turnaround, we saw what happened with Romo. And now this game would have been circled early on anyone's calendar, but you have the Cowboys and the Giants fresh off that loss to Philadelphia.
Yeah, Giants dominate them. In week one at Dallas, and that was the fourth quarter implosion of the first of the two gut-wrenching losses they had that, and of course the next week in the fourth quarter against Atlanta. So the line is 3.5. Now you got Matt Castle going on the road trying to win a game for the Dallas Cowboys. I'll probably buy the half. If you put a gun in my head right now, I'll buy the half and lay three with the Giants. I think they're a team that knows where they're going. Dallas with a backup quarterback going on the road. I don't trust Matt Castle or Brandon Weeden if something isn't going right in this situation right here. The Cowboys, no wins or covers last three this year, 1-4 going back to 2015. And in this series, the last six have gone over, but I don't know if Matt Castle can move the football. So I think the right side of the game is the Giants. Make sure you buy the half and get three if you bet it now. I got a gut feeling that line's going to be 4, 4.5 come Sunday.
Yeah, that's a good gut feeling. How about the Titans and the Falcons? The Falcons finally with a loss. I mean, you look at the way that they've played. It's been pretty incredible. A balanced attack, etc. Now they're taking on the Titans and the Titans. What's going on with the Titans in Nashville?
You know, I love Ken Wisenhunt. I love Dick LeBeau. They've both made me a lot of money. But going into this season, the Titans were 1-12-1 against the spread at home. Now, this year they've improved slightly, but their last 17 home games, they're 3-13-1 against the spread. Falcons, on the other hand, no covers their last two after starting the year with four straight covers. Conflicting trends. This game, I can't get a feel for. Mariota's banged up. May try to play. I don't know. Now you got Mettenberg coming in. I think Tennessee right now is a team you stay away from until they figure out who they are and what identity they have.
Yep, absolutely. Monday night, our last game. What do you think happens in this Monday night game, Ravens and the Cardinals?
I wouldn't want to go against a team in Arizona that, once again, had more yards than Pittsburgh, got caught in a tough situation, and, you know, you see a 25-13 final. I see an 18-13 Arizona driving to win the game outright when Carson Palmer forced one in the end zone and threw a pick. It's on him. He admitted it. They move forward. But this is a team that scored 31 at home against the Saints, 47 at home against the Niners, did get upset by St. Louis in a game that was a flat spot, put up 42 at Detroit. So in their season this year, they've scored 40 over three times. Baltimore's got no defense. I know the number is 7.5. Tough to go against a 7.5-point dog on Monday night. But when you can't beat Colin Kaepernick in San Francisco, your defense is ravaged. You're 1-5 on the year, and you're facing the Cardinals at home with a secondary that can't cover. I don't want to be on the wrong side of that absolute blowout. I think Arizona's the right side. Now, am I going to lay 7.5 come Monday? I don't know. Who knows? It could be 8. But I think Arizona's the right side. I think over the post, the total is probably going to get there as well.
Brandon Lang, always fabulous stuff. Go to BrandonLang.com. Thanks so much.
By the way, we changed it for everybody listening out there. I used to give a one-day free all-access pass. We've kind of changed it now. We're going to make it a week. You know, because people said, well, you've hit 17 straight Super Bowls, that's luck. You know, anybody can win, anybody can hit one game. You know, there's no more three-card Monty. There's no more me hiding anything. I'm going to give you 7 days so you can sit back and watch what my guys do for 7 days.
So
you haven't taken advantage of it. It's now a free one-week all-access pass, every capper for an entire week. And now you can sit back and see we know what we're doing. My way, Christmas comes early from Lang of the Banger.
I love it. I love it. BrandonLang.com. Good stuff. Thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
Do you live? lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, the moment you've been waiting for, Nailing the Score. A fabulous computer could be yours. So Nathan Reeder came in a little bit early so that he could get the computer ready, and we'll see what the computer has to say. Let it rip, Nathan. Aha! So this week, we are going to be trying to nail the score of the Jets-Patriots. The Jets-Patriots. This is a tricky one. If you were listening to Brandon Lang, you know that this is a tricky, tricky game. Here's how you can nail the score. Send it to me. AmericaTonight.net. As long as you get it in before the top of the hour, you are in, baby, locked and loaded. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE is the other way. And again, our game is the Jets and the Patriots. This is in Gillette Stadium. Tom Brady has been absolutely on fire. And the Jets have been amassing a pretty darn good season, too. They're 4-1. The Patriots are 5-0, for what that's worth. If you look at the Jets, they started with a win at the Browns, the Colts, They lost to the Eagles. They then took on the Dolphins. You could say, oh, that's the Dolphins. And I don't know. You look at Tom Brady, and how does he keep playing the way he's playing, and he has great targets. I think it's pretty tough to go against Tom Brady. You figure, okay, remember they had the perfect season and then it didn't go anywhere. But when I look at Brady and some of the players getting healthy, and I think he is just filled with it, if you know what I mean, because of the whole Deflategate thing, I'm going to have to say the Patriots look good to me, and I'm going to pick the Patriots. And the final score is tougher. The final score for this is tougher to come up with because the kind of passing yards he's putting up, is he going to be able to do that against the Jets defense? I think they'll try to really step up. Obviously, there is a rivalry between these two clubs, but I still think we're going to see a lot of points again. You can analyze this to death, and in the end, it does not really matter. It's about picking scores. I'm not eligible for the bloody computer anyway. I mean, they whipped up on the Jags 51-17. They beat the Bills 40-32. They had a close one with the Steelers. Their opening game 28-21. I'm going to say, and they had a bye week mixed in between. They beat up on the Cowboys, but look at what's going on with the Cowboys. I'm going to say the score is 31-28. I think it's going to be a thriller. It's going to be one of those games, just like that Steelers game, because I don't think the Jets are going to lay down. So to me, Patriots 31-28. By the way, if anyone else wants to take that score, you can do that because I'm not eligible. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete, what do you think?
I'm going to go 28-24 Jets.
Ooh, 28-24 Jets. Yeah, this could be the loss for Brady.
This is the one. Number one defense versus number one offense.
Yeah, and that's what it is, defense and offense. I like it, Peter. You could be right. Good luck. Nice. All right, let's see. Let's head out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, what do you think? Dan, are you alive? Are you there? What are you doing?
I'm doing fine. 31-27
Patriots. 31-27
Patriots.
Okay, so you think like me, 31. Oh, that's good. We're like right on par there, Dano. Thanks. I thought for a second the Clinton people had done something there because he disappeared. They heard him earlier. All right, Grim is on the line. Hey, Grim, what do you think? Oh, that's brilliant. You are hilarious.
I'm going to go 27 Jets, 24 Patriots.
27-4, so another Jets, you and Pete. All right, so the Jets, yeah, their defense is good. They could win this one. This is a tricky game to predict, Grim. I like it. Anybody who sends me their guesses, americatonight.net, I promise I get them. I always get a whole bunch of them, Susan, Rafe, a whole bunch of different. In fact, we'll go through some of the scores. But first, let's go to Nathan. Nathan, you must have a say as you are ultimately the biggest sports fan.
Big. I like a close game, and this sounds like it is going to be a close game, but probably enough push through to live right around where you said, and I'm going to go similar. I think I'm going to go with 28-27 Patriots.
28-27 Pats. All right, 28-27. Wow, so we're all like kind of landing in the same spot. Nice. I like it. Yes. On that note, and I'll throw out the numbers, too. I know people are getting used to the jagged times and whatever, but if you tuned in, you could win that computer. I am sitting here staring at it. It's awesome. And I don't gush over stuff like that, but this has been great. It's been a lifesaver for me running around. If I'm traveling or whatever, it's light, it's cool, it's a tablet, you're not paying some crazy money. It's free! It's a prize! I mean, they gave me one so I could have one. I could talk about it. It's awesome. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. If you want to participate. I'm going to go to the emails because I know we always have. And Sharon in Maine, always, she's probably, she has to know that we didn't do it last night. But she always tries to have a say and nail the score. And so if she gets that in time, I'll make sure that I get that. I got one here from Malcolm. That was pretty quick. Malcolm says, Katie, we miss you in New York. Did you see what happened with the Mets? Pretty exciting. I can remember when you covered the Mets. And I know this is football, so I'm going to give a guess. My guess is the Patriots, as much as it saddens me, I think they still win this in a very close game. And the final score, I believe, will be 38-27. 38-27. I mean, that's like huge scores. Okay, here's one from Emily. Emily, my boyfriend wanted me to email you and tell you the Jets will win this and the Jets will score 31 points. The Patriots will score 24. All right, locked and loaded on that one. One more. Scott. Kate, I'm out of breath. I'm getting this to you. I hope it counts. It should be time stamped. My guess is Tom Brady is on that mission you're talking about, and I think Tom Brady really plays lights out 40-35. 40-35. So a few Jets, but a whole bunch of Patriots. You know, if this were in New York, I think I would go with the Jets, but because it's in Gillette Stadium, I got to go with the Patriots. Of course, you know, they have such home field advantage there. They will lose a game, though. And if you look at the schedule of the Patriots, what's the game they're going to lose? Dolphins? No. Who cares? Redskins? No. Giants? No. Bills? I still don't think so. And I don't know. When I look up and down the schedule, this one looks like this could be the one. Could be the one. By the way, somebody the other day asked Tom Brady how long he thinks that he'll be keep playing. You know what he said? Maybe 10 more years. 10 more years? How old would he be 10 more years? But he's completing 70% of his passes. He's like on fire. Are you kidding me? And I think that does come from the fact that he was so furious about Deflategate. He didn't want any dings on his pristine record. If he played for 10 more years, he'd be like almost 50. I'm thinking, no. I don't think so. He's off to a great start, though. 70%, 14 TDs, just one interception. Woo! Good luck. I hope somebody nails the score.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.